We thank the chair and friends of the chair for your efforts and able leadership in guiding us forward with the discussions on organizational, institutional, and financial issues. As the working group continues its deliberations with the objective to make recommendations to strengthen the convention, it's important to begin discussions on how the seven areas of its mandate could collectively be brought together under a single umbrella. In December last year, many countries suggested that the working group could make recommendation relating to the establishment of an organization to further institutionalize the convention. If such recommendation is made, it's important that the overall objective of the organization is to enhance the implementation of the convention in all its aspects. We think that step-by-step approach is important as we go forward with the deliberations on institutional, organizational, and financial issues. At this point, it is timely to start discussions on the structure and objectives, as well as potential functions and duties of a possibly established organization. Given that the form follows function, the debate on how to proceed with the institutionalization of the BWC needs to be closely linked with the debate on how to proceed with the verification of compliance. We think that any future institutional arrangement of the BWC should integrate seamlessly with the mechanisms to be established and their mandates. There is no need to reinvent the wheel. We have examples of organizational structures in the arms control bodies. The OPCW, for example, is a relevant example in terms of the structure. Finland co-sponsors the US working paper on possible structure and functions of the BWC implementation organization. The US working paper is timely. It proposes concrete, pragmatic, and useful framework to institutionalize the BWC and ensure its effective implementation. The proposal makes connection with established frameworks like the OPCW and the UN Secretary General's mechanism, thus leveraging existing resources and expertise. It also sets out potential measures and activities for information sharing, national implementation, international cooperation and assistance, scientific and technological review, transparency, and activities related to compliance and verification. Finally, the US working paper is useful as it provides us with general framework for possible established BWC implementation organization, as well as ideas and guidance for further discussions on this important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.